On the night of the 9th, at midnight, the wounded poured in. It was simply ghastly. Most of them were head cases. Our hospital's a special hospital for head cases. They were all operated on, and the MOs never stopped day or night for 4 or 5 days. It's terrible to see them wounded in the head. Numbers of them became paralysed, and quite a number were minus arms or legs or eyes. For the first few days, they were quite silly, lost their reason, and some speechless. Oh, it was ghastly and very busy. We just went on and on doing dressings with no hope of finishing. The doctors and padres were awfully good in the wards, taking the men drink and so forth. I don't know what we had done sometimes without them. Crowds died, of course, and 80 were down on the dangerously ill list. We worked hard in the daytime, and oh, the nights, they were terrible. Matron put 10 of us out to sleep in 2 large marquees. We didn't like it, of course, but we had to pick up our camp beds and get into them like lambs.